ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Like this, don't like anybody calling you, don't even like turning on your phone at all ever since, you know, the city. But I know you still keep it with you, don't you, your phone? For emergencies. I know you still turn it on and check it sometimes, even if you don't like to admit you do. And I hope there'll be one of those times soon. I hope you get this, and I hope you call me back. Again, your best friend Suze. Remember me? Covered in piss on the 17th floor for you, Suze. I'm guessing you haven't turned on your phone, haven't gotten my other message yet. Or maybe you have, but you've decided not to call me back, decided that the risk of being tracked is still the most important thing. And if that's the case, fine, I respect that. It's important to you, so it's important to me. That's the truth, even if I'm not always so good at acting like it. Because the third option is that you've got my message and you've decided not to call me back. Not because of them, but because you're pissed off at me. And you know what? That's fine too. You're right to be pissed off. I was a shitty friend last night and I'm sorry. I was scared and I wanted you to make me feel better. I wanted us to be how we were in the past, when we didn't know enough to be scared yet. But I know we can't go back to those days, to being kids, not knowing about the world, about the truth of the world, I know that. And I don't want to go back, I just want to make sure I go forward with you. I'm sorry, Lee, I am. So please, call me back. Okay, actually, you know what? Fuck you, Lee. Fuck you and this silent treatment. Making me feel bad. Making me feel guilty when what? What did I do? Apart from trying to keep you out of trouble. Keep you from making a mistake. All I did was try to keep you safe and fuck you if you can't see that. Don't call me back. Hey, Lee, don't listen to that last message. Call me back. What the fuck, Lee? I went to your mum's house and you weren't there, but it's been hours, more than hours, and you're seriously still there. Still staring out the window, still smelling all that stinky sweat. I know you say you're not obsessed, but you are obsessed. Call me when you decide to come back to the real world. It's 3 a.m. now, Lee. It's been almost 24 hours since I've seen you, since I heard from you last. And maybe this is just middle of the night talking, but I miss you, Lee. I feel like it's been years since we went this long without seeing each other, without even a word. Decades, maybe. I actually found myself playing with the radio in the kitchen earlier, turning the dial, trying to find your voice. But I couldn't find you. And I'm starting to get proper scared now, Leah, that... I don't know. That something's happened, something bad. Sounds like there's even more alarms out there than normal, and I'm starting to get scared that something's going on that... No. I know it's stupid. I know you're fine. I know you're just off in your own little world like you always are, and soon you'll come back. And you'll knock on my door, and we'll go for noodles or waffles or whatever, and everything will be back to normal. I know that everything will be back to normal soon. I do. It will. It has to be. I know you're not going to call me back, Lee. I know I'm kidding myself to think you are pretending. You hate pretending, don't you? So I'm not anymore. No more pretending. No more waiting for other people to take action, for other people to make the world change. No more being scared. I'm coming, Lee. I'm coming back to you. I'll see you soon, best friend. Leah? Leah! Fuck! Fuck! Where are you, Lee? I'm here, but you're not here, and you're not home, so where the fuck are you? I'm here, Radio Alusia. I came back for you, but you're not here, and I can't see you, and I don't even know where to start. I'm looking for you from all the way up on the 17th floor, but I can't see shit. Just darkness and emptiness and empty streets and empty roads and no people and no you. I can't see you, Leah. And I don't know where you are. Wait. Maybe you do.
If there's a you, if you're out there, if you can hear me, whoever you are, if you're down on the street, if you're somewhere in this city, maybe you can see Leah. If you're listening, look. For her. For me, please. Her name is Leah Salma. She's about 5'6", maybe 5'7". Taller than me. Always has been. She has dark hair. Curly. Real curly. Real nice. She fucking hates it, though. Always has. She was talking about shaving it last year, which, yeah, would look sick. But she doesn't have a shaved head now. So if you're looking for a woman with a shaved head, that's not Leah. And it's Leah I'm looking for. Leah I need to find. Leah Salma, my best friend, wearing knackered white trainers. She doesn't look after her trainers. Always looks busted as soon as she gets them. And a yellow puffer. Always got her yellow puffer. Leah Salma, somewhere in this city. Maybe she's taking a walk. Maybe she's getting a sandwich. But people don't take walks at night in this city. Even people as mad as Leah. And people don't get sandwiches at this time. Even people who love sandwiches as much as Leah. So where is she? I don't know, but you might. So call me if you do. Leah Salma, yellow puffer, fucking brilliant person. Call me. And Leah, if you're listening, I'm going to fucking kill you for doing this to me. I'm going to hug you first, and then I'm going to kill you. And then we can go home. Call me, please. Fuck the ban. Fuck the surveillance. Fuck it all. If they listen, let them. Just please call me. Call me, please. Please call me. Find Leah. Bring her home. Find her. Find Leah, please. Hello?
This is it? This is Radio Alusia?
Sort of. I mean, not really. I'm just sort of borrowing it to...
Who are you?
It doesn't matter who I am. I'm just trying to...
Where's Raphael?
I don't know...
Can you find him?
No. I'm trying to find my friend, Leah. Leah Salma. She was wearing a yellow puffer and...
Your friend's missing? Well, that's too bad. Happens, though. More and more these days. This city.
Okay, so you haven't seen her then?
You know, I remember this city when it was...
Your friend? I think I saw her in a karaoke bar.
When? Tonight?
Last night, around midnight, maybe. I can hear the song, but she looked real peaceful. Real beautiful.
Thanks, but Leah was here last night with me. And peaceful really isn't her vibe. but it's good to know there's still some peace in this city.
I hope this isn't wasting your time or anything, because I'm not calling to say I've seen your friend. I just wanted to say I hope someone has. I hope she comes back to you soon.
Thank you. Me too.
I saw a woman on the street this evening. I think she could have been your friend. She was waiting for a bus up in the north of the city.
Really? What bus?
I didn't wait around to see it, did I? The city, you know, it's not safe.
But was she... Did she look okay?
Not really. That's why I noticed her. She looked... not upset, but angry. Real angry.
Did you speak to her?
I tried to, but she barely responded. She did say her name, though. Viva, right? That's your friend's name?
Oh, no. Leah.
Not Viva, you sure?
Yes, I'm sure of my best friend's name.
Probably for the best. This Viva, she left...
Your friend, Leah.
Have you seen her?
No, I'm sorry. I wish I had. But I wanted to tell you that she's not the only one. A lot of people have gone missing in this city lately. People who speak up. People who refuse to be silent. Even the ones who are still here, they disappear in other ways. Start retreating, vanishing inside themselves. Afraid to talk too loudly or even to talk at all. Intimidated, controlled, made smaller, quieter, by the feeling of being watched, being listened to. And I know that feeling. I almost didn't make this call because of it. Because of the fear that they're listening. That my call leads to their own call, which leads to the alarms and to my disappearance.
I'm sure that's not going to happen.
But that can't force us to stay silent. Otherwise, we do their job for them. Police ourselves, execute our own oppression. At some point, you can't stay quiet any longer. You have to speak up. That's what I'm trying to do today. And it sounds like that's what Leah was trying to do too. I hope you find her soon. And maybe if you find her, you can find the others too.
I hope so. I do.
I don't know. I can't really see, but there's a body. Oh, God, a body of a... of... it looks like a young girl.
What? Where?
They're carrying it, her, through the street, down the center of the road. Oh, this fucking city. I can't take this fucking city.
What happened?
This city happened. This is what they do. They're watching, listening to everything. And they will come for you, for us, for all of us. And when they do, oh God, the body. I can't watch this. I can't look at this. I can't. I...
Hello? Hello? Call me back, please. See if she's wearing a yellow puffer, if she has dark curly hair, if she has a huge fucking heart and a wicked smile, if she's my best friend, Leah. Leah Salma. Is it her? The body? Oh God, it's her. Oh fuck. I can't. I don't want to know, but I need to, so fuck, tell me.
I can't say much. This line isn't secure. But you need to know we're here.
What? Who?
There are many of us, and more each day. We meet around the city in different locations. Places they can't see us. Places they can't hear us.
Places like that still exist.
For now, at least, we meet and we speak freely, speak loudly without fear of being heard or sanctioned, and we make plans.
What plans?
Well, we can't talk like this. It's not safe, not private. But I hope we can speak soon, meet soon. And I want you to know that we're on your side, on Leah's side, and the side of all others like her. We're ready. We're listening. And we are not afraid.
We're ready. We're listening. We are.
Not that I know.
It's time to stand up.
Attention all citizens.
evidence of extensive unauthorized communication. All channels, whether sanctioned or unsanctioned, will be taken offline with immediate effect. Attention all citizens. Due to evidence of extensive unauthorized communication...
I'm still here. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
We hear you, Susan.
What? Who is this? How do you know my name?
It's everywhere. Your name, your voice, on the street, in the air. People are talking about you. All over the city, people are listening to you.
That's good. That's what I want. That's how I find Leah.
No, it's not good. You're too visible. You're attracting attention. Dangerous attention.
Wait, who is this? Are you one of them? Do you have Leah? Have you hurt her?
I don't have Leah, but I wouldn't hurt her. We're on the same side. I've been in your position, Suze. Exactly your position.
What? What does that even mean?
I've been where you've been. I've seen what you've seen. I've spoken exactly as you're speaking now, out into the city, hoping desperately that somebody might hear me, that somebody might just listen in.
Wait! What the fuck? It's you!
Yes, Suze.
But I thought you disappeared. But how come you're talking to me?
No, we don't have time. No, because I need to. Because it's an emergency. Like I say, people are listening to you. To Radio Alucia again. Leah's disappearance has set a fire in the city. People were scared before. Now they're furious.
They're right to be furious.
They are. But the powers in the city don't respond well to anger. To change. They're trying to stop it in its tracks. They're shutting down communication channels, taking the whole city offline.
But if they're blocking all communication, how come I'm still speaking to you?
Because in all likelihood, they're listening in. They've been chasing me for a while, trying to find me, track me down. But they never managed, not yet.
How come?
I have a secure location. Look, they haven't found it and they won't, I hope. I want you to meet me here.
Where is it?
Suze, come on. I'm not going to tell you that on public radio. I'll find a way to get the information to you through my contacts.
What contacts?
There are others, a network of citizens allied to our cause.
The people from the meetings, that's real.
Yeah, they're real, and I hope they'll help us now. Wait for the messages, follow the instructions, then you'll find me.
And we'll find Leah.
We'll find Leah.
You've been listening to Radio Alucia, a Boundless podcast production. Radio Alucia is written by Nina Siegel. The episode was directed by Robert Awasuzi. Original music and sound design by Father. In this episode, you were listening to Joseph Adalakan as Raphael, Chantel Amon as Suze, the Alucian Ensemble played The Callers, and Megan Jarvey as Caller 7. The episode was recorded, mixed, and mastered in London by Father. The engineer was Jamie Sproton. Radio Alucia was commissioned and produced by Boundless Theatre. If you're a fan of the show, check out at Radio Alucia, hashtag Radio Alucia. You can go further with the world of Alucia at welcometoalucia.com. Radio Alucia was part of Welcome to Alucia, an extended universe project co-funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union. Follow Boundless Theatre at Boundless Abound and learn more about the company by visiting boundlesstheatre.org.uk.